Mick, good morning.
Morning, Luke. How are you, mate?
Good, buddy. Happy Friday. What's on your mind?
Mate, I was just wondering if I could promote a charity ride tomorrow that we got happening.
I would love you to promote a charity ride. What are you doing, Mick? Who are you raising money for?
We're raising money for three organisations, mate, all grassroots organisations that don't get funded by government. Coast Hands, AOK, and Street Heart.
Okay, where are you based?
Central Coast, mate.
Central Coast. Okay. So you're in Paddy's area.
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
Very good. Okay, so it's a charity ride this weekend, is it?
Yes, mate. Tomorrow it starts off at Gosford Waterfront down at the boat ramp at Each Street Cafe. Registration's at 8:30 and stands are up at 9:30. And all the funds that we raise tomorrow is 100% going to people that are doing it tough and sleeping a bit rough.
So what do you want people to do then?
Mate, just come along and registration's $20 to go for a mystery ride for about an hour and a half and enjoy the day. We're going to have a feed and may have a couple of drinks or listen to a band and there's a few good raffles on. And yeah, just come along and enjoy the day.
Okay, now stay there. I'll get Leroy to get your details. We'll pass them on to Paddy doing breakfast on Triple M in Gosford, okay? I'm sure he'll want to talk to you, all right?
No worries, mate. Thank you.
You stay there, Mick. Good on you. And, yeah, anywhere around Australia, if you've got something that you need some help with publicity-wise, let us know here or email us nightshift@triplem.com.au and we'll let everyone else know about it.
This is The Night Shift. Night Shift on the Triple M Network.
Well, when we first talked about this creature earlier this week, and I'm talking about Richard Pusey, the man that's been called a soulless coward by the judge that sentenced him to 10 months. This is the bloke that filmed dead and dying police officers on that Melbourne freeway last year. Four officers had pulled over Mr. Pusey, who, by the way, later pleaded guilty to outraging public decency, which is something I hadn't heard of. He also pleaded guilty to drug possession, reckless conduct, endangering serious injury, and speeding. He's referred to himself as Australia's most hated man, and on Wednesday he was sentenced in Victoria's County Court to 10 months in prison. Well, he's already served that, and it looks like he'll be walking free next week. And I have been inundated by phone calls and emails from Australians saying, how can what this bloke did only be worth 10 months? What he did was absolutely outrageous. As four constables lay dying or dead, Senior Constable Kevin King, Constable Glenn Humphreys, leading Senior Constable Lynette Taylor, and Constable Josh Pretney, they all died at the scene. They were smashed into by a truck. That truck driver, incidentally, has been sentenced to 25 years. This bloke, who escaped getting injured because he was over the rail urinating, he comes back with his phone and he starts filming what he's seen. And his comments, they defy belief. He said, how's that for effing justice? Look at this, he said. I mean, at one point he says, this is effing justice. He said, absolutely amazing. He said, look at that. When he, according to the judge, slowly and purposefully surveyed the scene and zoomed in on the dead officer's injuries. It beggars belief. 10 months. So, did the judiciary get this wrong? Is the judiciary, on occasions, so far removed from what we, the public, expect that it causes this outrage? I thought I'd get a legal opinion on all of this. And Samantha Gio is a media lawyer with Thompson Gear Lawyers. We've spoken to her before and she's with me again this morning. G'day, Sam.
G'day, Luke. Thanks for having me this morning.
Mate, You know this story. It is outrageous. Can you, from a legal point of view, first of all, I'm sure you understand why people are outraged at 10 months and he'll be walking free next week. Could the judge have sentenced him to more? Can you take us through this? Because we're all scratching our heads.
Yeah, sure. So Pusey was sentenced to 10 months jail, but actually, in fact, in relation to the outraging public decency charge, he was only charged for and jailed for 3 months. So that's the one that everyone's up in arms about. That's the video footage. So he actually, the majority of his sentence, the 8 months, was for reckless conduct in endangering serious injury, which was an unrelated offence. So if you take that out of the equation, you've got 3 months for taking this horrific and horrible footage at the scene of a crime, which has outraged most of the Victorian public. And I should just say on that that it is a really unique and interesting offence, this one, because it hasn't been used in Victoria. The last offence was in 1963. And, in fact, there are no maximum penalty guidelines. So it's not enacted in a legislation such as the Crimes Act or the Criminal Code. The judge really doesn't have anything to go on. And so I guess in you know, there's arguments that the judge didn't have any sentencing, cases
precedent.
Similar to it, precedents that it could compare this case with, and ultimately decided that 3 months was sufficient. Now, we might disagree with that, but that's ultimately the decision that the judge came to.
I know, but do you think, and I'm talking to you as a lawyer, but as a punter, as somebody who watches and reports on these stories, and I'm getting all this feedback, you can imagine the feedback I'm getting. People are saying the judiciary on this occasion's got it wrong. The judge is out of touch with community standards. The judiciary is supposed to be there representing us, and we feel let down on this occasion.
Yes. Oh, I can certainly appreciate and understand that. It's such a difficult one, isn't it? I mean, I think you'd put two people together and no one would come up with the same decision and the same period of sentence for the same crime. The only thing I would say is that I think this is demonstrated, the public outrage has demonstrated that we need a clear charge for this type of conduct. I mean, it's clearly outrageous. And we need some sort of legislation to guide the judges. And I think that's one of the difficulties in this case, is there's no clear legislation guiding the judge. And so it's very easy to be outraged in circumstances where there's just no clear lines for the judge to go by.
But couldn't the judge invent some lines? I mean, couldn't the judge say, okay, there's no clear lines here, there's no precedent, but I'm going to put this bloke away for 2 years?
Certainly, yep. He certainly could have done so.
So
that's right.
So could the prosecution, could the Crown appeal the leniency of all of this?
Oh, that's a very good question. I mean, just one step back before then, sometimes in cases, judges also look at mitigating factors. And so in this case, one of the reasons that judge ultimately came to his decision was that Husey pleaded guilty early and he said he was remorseful. He's got serious complex personality disorders and he's had tough conditions in prison due to COVID and the media reporting.
Blah, 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 blah. So, I mean, this guy's got form. He has at least 13 previous charges going back to 2007. He doesn't care about speeding in his car. But, I mean, he's the list of things that he's been – I mean, he's no stranger to court. I guess you've got to ask the question, was the judge convinced that he's shown genuine remorse?
Yeah, and that's one of those really hard ones, isn't it, when you just have to make a subjective decision about the conduct post-offence and when you've been charged and take into that consideration. And sometimes judges say, I don't accept that you were remorseful, when someone apologises on occasions. They do. I guess ultimately the judge decided in this case that he was genuinely remorseful. That's a very difficult one, I think, for us to comment on, and unless you were in court and heard the evidence about that and the conversations and the police interviews. But just on the appeal, Luke, I thought you might be interested. The DPP, if they want to appeal, she has to argue that it was a manifestly inadequate sentence. So you basically have to say, you know, for all these reasons, this just no reasonable judge effectively in this position could have come to the 3 month sentence. So it is a high bar, but that's sort of the realm of the law that she has to try and prove to the Court of Appeal if she does want to go down that avenue.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. It's a frustrating one, and people are cranky. Outraging decency, I believe, hasn't been used since the 1600s in England. It's a bit like that. Remember the last episode of Seinfeld where they got put in jail because they breached the Good Samaritan Act? Yeah. You remember that?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Yeah. This guy needed Jackie Childs. Anyway, he didn't need Jackie Childs. He didn't need. I shouldn't be laughing about something so serious, because what he did, the callous thing that he did, still beggars belief. But I thank you for putting some legal spotlight on this and helping us through it, Samantha. You're great. And we'll talk again soon, eh?
Thanks very much, Luke.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Samantha Gio, media lawyer with Thompson Gear Lawyers, here on The Night Shift on Triple M.
Around Australia on the Triple M network. This is The Night Shift with Luke Burner. The Night Shift.